Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This was a great story that one of our reporters, Jill, brought to us about the Special Hockey International Group coming to Rockland. I didn't know anything about this. We were talking a little bit on the air beforehand, and your office is also involved in this. They could have as many as 10,000 people show up at this tournament.
That's great. I mean, as you know, we've talked before about our community reinvestment funds that, you know, every year we're allowed to take monies and proceeds that we seize annually as part of drug prosecution and put them back into the community. We do that at, you know, school districts, we do that at youth organizations, neighborhood associations, and that's why we were really excited to team up with the Great Blizzards of Massachusetts and donate some community reinvestment funds toward their team participation in this really, I think, unique and different sort of hockey tournament.
Now, tell me about some of the players.
Yeah, the players, as I understand it, it's people with disabilities and gives them an opportunity to play on the ice. It doesn't matter if they're what their physical or cognitive needs are. It doesn't matter their age, their gender, their race, their ethnicity, their experience. The program, the Great Blizzards organization, believes that sports should be inclusive, it should be fun, and should be accessible to everybody. I think that's what this is about. And bringing in so many kids from across the world. It's not just United States, it's Canada, it's United Kingdom. There's going to be a real great opportunity for kids to come here, and kids and players to come here and participate in a great tournament here in Rockland.
You know, until I heard of this story, I had no idea that this facility had even opened up. I hate to say, I didn't know that. This sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, the facility is great. I mean, it's three rinks over at the Rockland Industrial Park. It's a relatively new building, I think a year or so, level arena. It's actually where I still play hockey and I still play there Sunday nights. And it's a beautiful facility, and I think the kids will have a great time. There's a place for to get food, to get drink. So it's a kind of a restaurant place, and the place is really active and busy throughout the course of the hockey season.
Now, you and I are of a certain generation where typically when we were both younger, you didn't usually see hockey players that had any kind of a disability or a different skill set. Well, let's put it that way. And now to see something like this where kids and families are so involved, and it has such a benefit for the players, for the spectators, this gives me a very good feeling, and it must give you a great feeling, too.
I mean, I think it's great. I mean, hockey's a great sport. It's a great team sport. It's a great esprit de corps sort of thing where you can get together with people, and you're fighting for the same goal, the same issues. But at the same time, you also can develop friendships and camaraderies that are going to last you for a really long time. And like you said, it doesn't really matter what the disability is. This is bringing people from all walks of life together, and hopefully it's something that's positive in our community.
And it's great that you were able, through that, you know, through the forfeiture money, you're able to help contribute to this.
Yeah, and we'll continue to do. We do that all the time with worthwhile charities that fit the definition of what we can do with those monies. We do it all the time, and I believe the money should go back to positive fashions, and I really couldn't think of a better way for this money to go.
Now, if people have any questions about different programs that you have, or they need help for many of the different kinds of outreach or criminal activities that you prosecute, what's the best way for people to get in touch with your office?
The best way, you can always, if you have a criminal matter, obviously call the police, but if you need to get in touch with the district attorney's office, it's 508-584-8120. We always have an assistant DA on call. And if you need to find out about us on our website, it's plymouthda.com.
That's terrific. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.